turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
That's the wee one, too.
Oh, fuck.
I mean,
where's the yellow?
I mean, it's like fucking. I mean, if Stephen Hawking pulled up his trouser leg.
God rest.
And was like, check out the definition, sir.
I've been lifting. I went for a massage yesterday and took my top off. The guy went, tell you what, you're looking a bit more muscly since the last time I saw you. And I was all.
That's the only reason you go back, pay that, come 30 quid.
Well, don't even massage me, just look at him.
No, I don't.
Stop it. Give her that one on.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Bander podcast, coming at you live from the, what do we call this?
The band cave?
Was it the band cave? The band cave. Okay, put that away.
It's on airplane mode, couldn't it be me?
Is it probably mine then? Probably mine. Professional setup, professional guys killing it of a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday the 8th of January, can you believe that?
God, it just flew in.
It flew in. So
still dry?
Dry, oh yeah.
And let me help you.
Let me help you, moisture. So yeah, still dry as fuck. As usual, it's the new year, so I haven't really much planned. But
I'm busy.
Let me just do one thing. We've got one Laveries next week, and that's all I have to mention. 16th. I don't know who's on yet. Do you want to MC it? You're probably gonna. If you're about, you can do that. I have a funny feeling there's a lot of people called Paddy on the fucking. There's a lot of Paddies. I feel like there's a lot of Paddies.
It's up the raft.
And no women. But we'll get to that in a second.
Are we going to talk about that?
Well, I'll talk about it with you and then I'll get a follow up. I have nothing really else to plug. I still haven't ordered merch and whatever. I have to clear some dates with you as well. Because I've free booked in quarterly Big Live General Battle podcast.
Yes!
So I have to clear some dates with you, Mick.
You're about to see my cum face.
Friday the 1st of March. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Friday the 20th of June.
Sounds good.
And Friday the 13th of September. You know?
Yeah.
Is that all right for you?
Sounds good to me.
Welcome to Jason Bartlett. I'm going to play this fucking intro.
Cause right, I have gigs to plug.
All right.
Tomorrow night, the Black Box, you're on.
He's going to leave as soon as he does
this. We're doing a fucking about tomorrow night in the Black Box. You're still coming with that, aren't you?
Coming everywhere. Well, I know I'm filming on my own as well.
Do you want to do support?
I thought Shane was doing it, no?
I think Shane's doing a wee set as well. So
we'll do two wee sets then.
I do two wee sets. And then there's that. And then I'm in... Liverpool next weekend in the Laughter House, Liverpool, and then the weekend after that I'm in the Comedy Store, and then on the 27th I'm in the Pleasance Theatre, London. If anybody wants to come.
Pleasance Theatre? On your own?
On my own.
Where's that by?
In London.
What sort of seats?
I don't know. It's not big now, and it's only a £5 ticket because it's a work in progress. It's definitely not last year's Edinburgh show sneakily snuck into the Pleasance.
It's hard to get that show. I'm not a fan of it.
Of the.
I feel like me and you are the same, where it's like, if you had a show, if you were like, this is my show, if you've seen it 2 weeks apart, you'd be like, oh, this is like different stuff. It's hard. I can't be arsed. Just
I'm the same. I get so bored.
It would have to be so themed. It would have to be like, it would have to be called like stories about drinking.
Yeah.
And that's the only set I do.
My Edinburgh show this year, the only reason I was able to keep it the same every day was because there was one story that was the title of the show.
Yeah.
And there was callbacks involved in it. So that was kind of the only reason it was this. But as soon as I took that, like, on the wee mini tours that I was doing, the closer was fucking different, the start was different. It was just, fuck that, no, don't like that, bored.
I did bits. Let me play this intro.
Alright.
Fuck's sake, fuck my ass up. The General Banter Podcast with Cole and Jettis. Right about you, man. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man.
Jettis.
Fuck you. I'm still trying to work on a video intro so that when people watch it, I can play something over us just sitting here. Like,
that'll be nice.
What the fuck are you going to say? Oh, I did material on Saturday night at the Limelight that I only wrote on Wednesday.
I love that.
You know, and I was doing a bloody special, whatever the fuck that means. I totally freaked out. By the way, thanks to everyone who came out to that. You know, it was a strange experience. Let me tell you, we had 5 cameramen filming the set, and I could have done probably with a nappy.
were you conscious of the fact that it was being filmed?
I don't know. I was just so fucking scared.
I've had it happen to me where, like, not even filming for specials, but literally just filming it for, like, archive. Do you know, like,
just to have, yeah.
Just to have. And I'm, every time it happens, I damn a hole because I'm very aware that there's a guy with a camera and I'll start either hamming up for the camera and completely ignoring the people that are there, or I just stare right down it. Like, yeah. And then another thing happened to the man who was in the thing.
Well, my reference was always the David Hale thing, where it was always the David Hale thing, right? Where he is aware of the camera, which I think is the better way to be nowadays.
Yeah,
be very aware of it, and if you've like, it was so weird. I haven't actually watched myself doing stand up that much, really. I've had things recorded, but I've never opened them. So I've had Aaron Butler record a bunch of stuff and I've never fucking looked at it. And I was watching it the other night, and just because it looked so good, and like, that's exactly the way I wanted it, and there was a lot of dynamic shots and everything, you would do a bit and you'd be like, that's really funny. Do you know what I mean? You feel like a dick, but you're just like, the fucking Cosby joke, whatever way the camera moved, I think it was that guy, our boy Ross, shout out to Ross, just met him for the first time the other night, yoked as fuck.
He is jacked as his fucking back muscles. I was like, I want him.
He said, I was ordering pizzas and I was like, anyone have any preferences? He's like, something really meaty. And I was like, you're traps, bro. But the fuck, he's,
what the, we're fuck? Probably the gas straight man.
Oh yeah, but he like, he wasn't right. He zoomed in just right at this one point where I was doing that Cosby joke where I was like, you know, Bill Cosby telling people not to swear on their sets. And he just crashed in on the zoom and I went, hey, sort your own problems out, Bill.
Fucking
and I was like, yeah, that's funny. And then did the, whatever the joke is at the end of that. But I was like, that's funny. That looks,
that's
good.
That's fucking class, yeah.
Looks like, also, that's a good joke, isn't it?
It is a good joke. It's a very good joke.
Mickey wrote that, so.
No, I didn't.
Well, you were definitely there, so.
Oh, we bounced the idea around, but you did it. You did it. I just guided you. Calling up with that joke, I disappeared, and there's a new star in the sky.
My old but new Lurgan hat bit has your...
That's a fucking...
That's got your bit at the end.
That's a good... I'm proud of that one. That's a good punchline. Wish somebody wanted my hat.
But it happened in Lurgan, so technically it's more your story than... I don't know. It was fucking scary. It was good. It's, so, have you gigged in there before?
In the Limelight? Of course not. Podcast, sorry.
I keep getting confused because I was talking about Aaron doing it. And he's like, oh, I have done it. And I was like, fuck, I can't remember how many fucking gigs
you've
I've
done. About 6 of them, though,
I know, it? Yeah.
It's fucking great. Like, even going on as
I don't know, I just love that environment.
Yeah. It's I think it definitely suits like the type of people that go to see you. And like
scumbags.
No, like, because people are kind of like getting up and going for pints. It's not, no one, it's not like everyone's not just sitting there for an hour.
Yeah, like
uncomfortable, and people are like, I want to drink
myself. If you look at you know, like, I always think about, like, I think me and you can get away with the same shit, Aaron too. And then, but then there's like, maybe like Shane is a bit different, where he, I don't know whether he likes it or not, but that a lot more contained, reserved.
I think
listen to me, you know, because it's more stories.
It's more stories. It's softer spoken. It's cleaner.
Yeah.
Whereas we'll fucking ramp up into screamy bits and fucking.
Yeah. So yeah, it suits a bit of fucking chaos, like. But
yeah.
But yeah, it was fucking. I do like just gigging in it, and it's such a well oiled machine in the Limelight that it's classic. Everything gets done. You're like, can I get a fucking whatever, and they're like, yep. Can I get that? Yeah, it's all just no problem. Can I record through the desk? Yep. You know, everything's fucking...
That's all there for you.
Like. Everything's just...
I just, I was jealous as fuck. And it's not often I'll be like, no, I want that.
Jealous of what?
Of you recording a special there. It was fucking lethal. Like,
I know, but you could do it. You could do it, no sweat.
I just don't know if anybody would turn up. If you would turn up to see me record something in a big room like the Limelight, please tweet the show.
But I mean, our... Mickey Bartlett. Our problem is, you know, through the podcast and social media and stuff, you could decide, like, oh, see, at the end of January, we're doing a live podcast in the limelight and just fucking hammer it. And people would turn up because it's a bit of hype. And you're not going to go to one of those live podcast things and it's going to be shit.
They're always
good.
They're fucking the only downside about those live podcast nights for me is that I enjoy them more than I enjoy stand up now. Because I get to get fucking wrecked in front of people.
Well, it's way more fun. Like, I actually think, I mean, because it ends up being you just talking shite, it a lot of times is funnier because it seems like you're just making it up.
Yeah.
Which a lot of time you are. Like, all those bits, you remember the clip about us talking about the whiskey and the fucking, the 12-year-old black blurt?
It was like bumping mics. It was cool.
Yeah, we invented bumping mics. Fuck you, David Hill.
Fuck you, David Hill. And the other guy.
Are you the best comedian in the world?
Very funny, man.
David Hill makes me sick.
I had a slight idea for something to do with more sex toys for another live podcast if you want. Do you reckon we could make nunchucks out of 2 dildos?
I think we could probably just buy them without making them. Let's see. Ring, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Dildo nunchucks.
Dildo. Is that not, it's like, yeah. Nunchucks?
Nunchuckle. It's all one word. But sure, Google knows that.
Is it, Bruce?
Yeah, it fucking is, mate.
Etsy, someone's made these.
Yes. Ah, yes. Are they available for purchase?
Look at this, wee fucking. I'm gonna be for black dick. Available for purchase. I mean, the fact that they're on Etsy makes me laugh because someone's made them. That's a weird shape. Jeez,
that is a weird shape. Great shape, nunchuck though. Must say.
Shopping. Love, honey, dildos.
Oh, it's just dildos.
That looks like just a fucking handlebar off a bit.
This didn't take long this week, folks. Did not take long.
Why don't you book a gig?
Yeah, there's the general boner. That's the one we got.
That one?
Is it?
Don't know. Similar skin tone.
I wouldn't be the same girth, maybe.
Why don't you just book a limelight in the sort of in the future and do it yourself?
I might
even would your agent be looking money?
Not to tell. I'm thinking about maybe doing it because I don't know if I'm going to Edinburgh this year. So if that's not happening, I'm going to book a wee summer tour and round it off with a big one.
Do you feel like how do you feel about that? Do you think, why am I scrolling right at the bottom of the page of these dildos? Do you think that'll kill you not going to Edinburgh? I think it's like muscle memory now. You just have to go.
That's the thing I was thinking was like, because I started a plan for a couple of venues just a few days ago. And I was like, fuck, I haven't applied for one in ages because I was just going through the same venue. And then I was like, fuck, I'm not going. And then I went, if I don't go, I'll not write an hour.
Okay, well.
Do you know what I mean? I probably will, yeah. But I just need to find something to write an hour. So if it's not Edinburgh, it'll be a big show then. Give me a reason to put a new hour together, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Just speak to fucking your man at Shine there and get him to book it for you.
No. I'd love to try and do an Ulster Hall or like a big fuck off just once.
Well, do it then.
Don't know if I'd get the people coming in, like, come to be honest with you.
But you, that's why you do it through like a promo company and they have all the fucking like that's the thing I've noticed, like all the gigs I've done at the Limelight, I just did it on my own. Like, I'm the promoter.
Aye.
So there's no backing from Shine, even though you're doing it through them. But if you were to do it through Shine, they promote it, and it goes through all their systems, all their fucking email things.
Aye.
All their advertising, all the stuff that they do, and that really helps.
Yeah.
And then you would also probably be in touch with, like, whoever their PR guy is to get you on radio and stuff. So, and it's actually not that much more money.
Aye.
That you give away.
Aye, you don't notice it.
Because the Mandela one we did was through the fucking promo people, and it freaked me out because it was like, oh, there's all these bills, but then versus renting like the Limelight, you're like, well, it's not that much money.
It's not much of a difference. I'll have to look into it. I would maybe ask Shane how, because I still like gigging every week. So does that take away from?
You just be smart about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like. Just fucking, I mean, this year I, like, Joe there from the Limelight was like, would you do the Limelight Comedy Club? And I'm like, you're asking me this on the day that I've just sold 500 fucking tickets.
Aye.
Next door. And I was like, I also have Lavery, so I can't. As much as I like you and I like working with you, why would I do it?
I know what you mean.
So I'm going to have to, like, this year I'm literally going to, we're going to have quarterly big podcast shows. And then I'm just going to be at Lavery's. Unless I do like a wee tour in the summer and it goes up like fucking Derry and whatever. All those sort of regional ones. Aye. But in Belfast, it'll just be Lavery's. And then,
yeah, makes sense.
And then one big gig towards the end of next year. You know?
Aye. That makes sense, sir.
Now let's talk about another thing. Yeah. Did the limelight the other night. Never had as many fucking comments about my weight ever.
Good comments about your weight or
mixed,
bad ones?
Oh. Very mixed, backhanded, like,
aye,
great show tonight, very funny, not as fat in real life. In fact, the wording of the wording of it was like, must say, I couldn't fucking sit here and not say this, you're not as fat as I thought you were. And then I posted that as a joke on fucking Instagram, and people underneath it were like, I said that to my friend. You were looking like not as fat as you usually
trim,
do.
You're trim.
You know, like on videos now, you look really fucking fat. And then someone sent Maureen a message, because Maureen does her makeup. And she's like, oh my God, I've never been to any comedy shows before. You know, so funny, fucking ruin my makeup laughing and all. By the way, Colin doesn't look, we seen him at the Ulster Hall a few years ago, and he was really fat then, and now he looks quite trim. Which is all bullshit, because it was basically a black shirt over my t-shirt.
It doesn't.
But like, this is why I'm fucking on a fucking rampage to lose weight. No matter what you do, fat would define you before anything.
Totally.
Like, you could be like, oh my God, a girl fell into a train track and a train was coming at fucking 120 mile an hour. What happened? A fat guy dived in and grabbed her and selfishly pulled her out. Not bad for a fat guy, you know what I mean? And you're like, it's always the first fucking
thing. I didn't know he was fat until that big red cape moved out of the way. And then who I realized won the Oscar? He was fat.
Who won the Oscar? That fat guy that's an actor, what's his name? Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's always what does he do? Well, he's a fat brain surgeon. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Like, it's weird. You probably get called fat more than I do, and I'm definitely fatter than you.
I know, but I don't know what it is.
It's because you're a big fat guy. I know.
But it is weird. It's like, it's just always the first thing people mention.
Yeah.
Now, what I will say is, and I've written this down on the page, weighed myself today, 279 pounds. Now, that's the first time I've been under 20 stone.
That's
in fucking years.
But you're fucking, like, you're massive like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I'd kill for your body. Because I'm 200 pounds on the nose, and that's far too heavy for a man of my frame.
I mean, I have a weird build. Like,
you have big bones and everything. You're just a big guy. Like,
and titties. But I also have giant rhino legs and a back like a pig.
Oh, you know totally. What I
mean? So it's like, there's...
And shoulders, just like a man that would take care of you and hold you in the night.
Someone actually wrote... Big hands. Somebody wrote under a thing.
You're just a great person altogether.
Somebody wrote under this thing.
I wish you hadn't married that whore.
I wish I did marry some guy wrote another thing. I don't know why anyone heckles you. It looks like you'd pull them apart like a fucking Christmas cracker. And I went, pull them off.
I'd pull them off. Clean off.
But yeah, we're on a rampage, lose weight. Down 3 pounds this week. Literally, it's the first time I've been less than 20 stone.
Are you all happy with it? Like?
No, it just makes me laugh. Because I'm like, what a shitty achievement. Girls. Me and Slimming World. Girls, guess what?
Got my 3 pound sticker.
We're at the sub 20. Who's in the sub 20 crew? I laugh when Maureen did that for a while. I don't know if she wants that information put out there. I think she just did it for accountability. And I am sure she was by far the skinniest and best looking person in that room for the fat cunts. Because I think for a lot of people, it's not really about losing weight. It's just, it's like,
it's the, social thing,
it's like the community part.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, because it's like it seems like the best one to do for navigating life, navigating your diet by still being able to eat shit. That's what it feels like. It's like, how much shit can you eat and it not be more than like 1600 calories?
Yeah.
Because she was saying, like, some woman was like giving out her meal plans or whatever. She's like, oh, I had this now for dessert. Also, you don't need to filter in dessert when you're like trying to lose. You know what I mean? Like, here's how I cut back on my dessert. No, need it, you know. By the way, I have a long hair stuck in my
hair. Yeah, I noticed it's tickling your nose.
No, I've just I keep remembering about it, and then I don't do anything about it, and I'll forget. No, and then I'll just have coffee in it later. But it's touching the mic. But she said
picking up radio signals.
It's how I fucking search for water in a field. There's just one long hair. So one long hair fucking sticking out there. But is there a lighter in here? I might just burn it off.
I have a lighter.
I'm joking.
Oh, but, please. But,
fucking, yeah, this woman goes, I'd have a fruit salad with Diet Pepsi poured on it to sweeten it. And you're like,
what the fuck?
She's like, there's no calories in it. So I poured it over a fucking fruit salad. You fat
fuck me.
This is why.
Imagine how quickly fruit would deteriorate with comfort over it.
This is why there's definitely a difference between being fat and having fat.
Aye.
Because, you know what I mean? I think we're people who go like, oh, I've put on a bit of weight. Oh, I've had a fucking rough Christmas. Jesus, I need to get to the gym. You actually go to the gym. You sort of, even if it doesn't stick with you, you're like, fuck, I need to watch what I'm eating for a while.
Aye.
You're aware of it all the time. So you're like an overweight. You're like, I have fat, but I don't want it. But I'm trying to do it. I just don't, you know,
I don't accept it. Like,
I haven't figured it out yet. So some people are just like, fat behavior.
Yeah.
That's fat behavior. Oh, well, I needed something sweet. So I just put fucking
that's diet. Fucking rotten.
Can you imagine getting a piece of fucking like.
All I can think is how quickly would a banana dissolve in it?
Well, I don't think people put bananas in fruit salad, do they?
Yeah.
If you get a tin of fruit salad.
Was it in a tin or was it like a freshly made fruit salad?
I would say, judging by this fucking walrus, it was probably fucking.
It was actually a tin of Fanta with a coconut.
Sorry, fruit salad flavored BPM. But
it was four that we choose.
Can you imagine a fucking like. Just like a bit of pineapple with Pepsi?
Ah, fuck me.
Dirty cunt. Unbelievable.
I used to go out with a girl who, she did Slimming World and she was saying that, like, you can save up your sins.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm allowed 14 sins a day, so what I do is, I don't sin all day, and then chocolate fingers are a sin each, so at the end of the night, I just eat 14 chocolate fingers.
I nearly was sick. But that, again, that's like...
She actually did lose weight on it, in fairness, but...
I know, but it's funny, because it's like, it's... I'm in no position to fucking give off about this, but it's like, it's that empty calories thing. It's like, you're not eating anything.
Yeah.
Like, I've been aware of it recently because, I don't know, I measured it up on a couple of things and it was like, this is how many, you know, calories you should eat and this is how many calories you should eat and everything. But it was like, vaguely, if I can keep it below 2,000, I'll be grand.
Aye.
Because I've been doing some hectic workouts. So I'm like, if I can keep it, I know some of them said like, you know, 1850 and 1900 and whatever. But it's like, if you can just keep it below 2000.
Aye.
And I'm not boozing or anything. Just fucking keep working out. And
yeah. I'm looking forward to see how much weight I can lose not boozing.
Oh, yeah. Like, it'll probably, when was the last time you drank? It'll probably.
Friday night.
No, but seriously, like, about, it's literally like fucking Chris Pratt in that Parks and Rec thing where he just appears because he's obviously shooting the other thing and he's like, ripped the fuck, and everyone's like, what happened to you? And he's like, I just quit drinking beer. That's literally it.
Do you ever see him talking about some of the interviews where, like, how'd you get in so much shape? And he's like, it's the same as like Mac from Always Sunny. He's like, it's dead easy. All you have to do is just not eat anything after sex, drink lots of water, don't eat any sugar, fat, don't drink beer, no alcohol, get the suit to pay for a trainer, work out 6 days a week for 2 hours.
The Mac one was fucking
that's
insane.
Fucking, like, oh my god.
I mean, it's very impressive.
Yeah.
Mac Always Sunny.
Those are
muscle. I should have brought those hankies in.
I've one on the pocket here.
But like, it's almost unsustainable, the shape he's in.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's like,
yeah, you can't stare like that all year round.
I mean, that's fucking hell. He literally looks better than like fucking professional CrossFitters.
Even Fat Mac's fucking in good nick.
Well, yeah, some people, yeah, you can have that good body shape, you know, like Maureen, if you ever see someone and she's like, oh, he's got a nice body, like it's probably like a dude looking at a girl and you're like, she's got big titties, a fat butt and a reasonably in shape torso, you know, you don't have to have a six pack and all that shit. You're literally just like,
it's that fucking dude. That sort of shape.
It's like a vague. It's like a silhouette. You just go. Oh well.
Do you not fart when you get hard on?
Fart on. Like that's incredible shape there. Like that's Mac, right? And this is the fittest man on the planet. That's Matt Fraser, right? From who's like CrossFit champion.
Yeah.
Not overly in bed. I mean, he's chunkier, but it's like. Like you would argue
fucking lethal.
Are you getting a boner?
No, it's just like, when you look at a Ferrari and you go, I'll never have one of them.
No, but the best thing about him is he's almost like unassuming.
Aye.
You know, he's small and he's chunky from like, because he's like a fucking power lifter. But, you know, that's what he even said it in the documentary. He's like, if you looked at the fucking top five fittest men in the world in CrossFit,
aye,
you wouldn't necessarily be like, Jesus Christ, that's a super athlete.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call that guy? Pat fucking something. We see a stupid looking cunt. Literally, like, look at the state of him. Like, that guy's literally, yeah, like, I think he's like second in the world in the CrossFit games or something in that documentary. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, do you know what I mean? He's in good nick, but he's a ginger fucking doofus. So you're just like, oh, well, whatever. There he is there before he got super fit.
Would you ever try that CrossFit thing? Have you ever?
Well, I'll be honest, like,
suppose you do similar stuff anyway.
Well, yeah, a lot of the workouts that I maybe would do, I've like seen them on Instagram on a CrossFit thing.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean? Any of those things where it's like the e-moms, where you go like every minute you do like a certain thing.
Yeah.
Or an AMRAP, which is like as many rounds. So you would have like three, say you had like three X, say you were doing like fucking eight heavy deadlifts and then whatever the fuck, some other burpees and then something else, and you just see how many laps of that circuit you can do in like 12 minutes or 7 minutes or something, usually to like finish your workout, and you're fucked. But yeah, what was the thing I did, and you're shit my pants and died. It's literally a fucking, there's a lot of CrossFit workouts have names, you know, like Fran and, you know, they've all these women's names. But I did, I think it was, I want to say it was like 21, it was like 18, 15, 12, it was like, so, yeah, it might have went right down, 6, like that, right? So you would do 21, there's like a barbell in the middle with like a certain amount of fucking weight on it. You do 21 burpees over the bar, so you burpee here, hop over, burpee, fuck, hop over, and you do 21, right? Which is even like, do 21 burpees, full stop, yeah, right? And then you get up, and you pick the bar up, and you do fucking, meanwhile, I had never done a thruster in my life, which is like, you put the bar, I can't even rack a bar like on my chest properly like that, because my wrists are fucked. And you do a squat, and you thrust it up in the air, and then you go down into a squat, and you pump it up. So you do 21, 21 thrusters, and then you do 18, 18 thrusters.
Suck my 15. No fucking
I
way.
Swear to God, it took me a week. I was fucking, and I literally like, the bar was like quite light. It may well have only had fucking 5K on each fucking end of it. So I didn't really need to have proper technique. So I was just holding the bar. Normally people have it like this and it rests on their tits. I was just holding it like this and hulking it up in the air. And see by the time it was like 3, you would literally like do one burpee, which took you 12 seconds.
Aye.
And then you couldn't even jump over the bar because you're like, I'll trip. And you'd step over it and stand there and go, and then do a very slow burpee and then get up and just be like, and see by the end of it, I was fucking wrecked. And I think even, that was when we were training over your guy Jordan, and even he was like, you know, kept looking at the clock, and even he was like, well, I have to go for dinner soon. Like, if you want to fucking, if you want to finish,
you want to give up. Like,
but then you watch some other, you know, if you were to watch like any of those things on YouTube where they have like two top CrossFitters against each other and you get to see the rate they work at, they just go like down, over, down,
yeah,
up, over, bang, bang, bang.
I've seen them. I watched, there was a thing on Netflix about the, what the fuck, he's not, he obviously isn't the fittest guy anymore, but
Froning, Rich Froning,
that's the one.
Yeah.
And the skipping bit at the start of it was 500 double unders.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm trying to get good at double unders, and I'm like, 4, brilliant.
Like, I had something on last night, and it was just letting them play. I mean, I know way too much about CrossFit for someone who is not CrossFit at all. But like, it was this dude, and he has this fitness channel, and he was like working out with Brooke Wells. Is that her name? Brooke, what's her name? I think that's her name. Brookwell, yeah. And he's working out with her, and he comes in, he's all gangster, like, yeah, I'm here to work out with Brooke and see what the fuck this CrossFit shit is about. And he was dying.
Aye.
And that was literally, they were doing like, you know, like she says something like, can you do toes to bars? Then he'd be like, yeah, I do that shit. And she goes, okay, we're doing 700 of those. And he's like, what the fuck? And she goes, this only looks like a couple of wee things, but the amount of times we go around this circuit, you'll end up it'll be about 45 minutes long and we'll do like whatever number of these. And yeah. the guy was like, yeah, whatever. And she's just banging through them. Like, now, some, hold on.
Oh, of course, you're...
Let's bring it back down to our level.
Look at the, is that?
You could probably open a can of, or open a fucking.
You could shoot her with a BB gun and the BB would go, ow.
Yeah, but you would slap her in the arse and fracture your wrist. She's so muscular. She's so muscular. You're like, how can she even get a shit out? You know?
Yeah.
Her arse is that tense. I mean, that's crazy shape there. Like, but they're lunatics. Like,
it's the fact that they can be smiling and lifting shit.
Oh yeah, they're sick. Like, there's something.
Like, there's no way. Like that, they're not even tensing up. Are they? They're just like that.
And it's weird because you end up getting like, you know, literally they'll be standing. Obviously, your tits go away because you've got pecs. And then you just get that par gut.
Aye.
Like your belly will stick out.
Aye. Because your abs are just fucking massive.
But it's got
massive.
A fucking 8-pack on it.
I wonder how you get rid of tits on men.
Look at the shape of her there. What do you do?
Yeah.
Bench press like a maniac.
Mm.
Look at the fucking shape of her there. Look at her fucking legs.
Insane, like.
Jesus wept. It's weird because, I mean, it's a typical statement now. I don't know if I find it that attractive, but it's very impressive.
It's fucking class.
It's unbelievable yeah. physique, like. I mean, it's... It was like when your guard Chris Cyborg was fighting in the UFC and they were all like, oh, she looks like a man. And someone else was like, what you should be doing is be very impressed that a female looks
has
like
that. Kind of, yeah. Well, without a doubt. Like.
And she, you know, the whole thing is like, oh, she looks like a man. And you're like, well, yeah, if the best fighter...
Set her fucking face, she'll
kill you. If the best fighters in the world are men, she looks and moves like a man. Hence why she beats the cunt out of every girl apart from Amanda Nunes, who fucking beat her down prison right. style. Ridiculous.
Fucking hell.
You know. Now if we're talking about elite fitness, well, we'll open that in another tab.
Did somebody send porn in
because they knew you were here? For sure.
This is getting beyond a joke, lads. Send it to me directly.
I always make you watch porn like when you're not ready for it. You're like, wait till my time.
Like, I've just wanked. It's 10:30 in the morning.
Now, if we're talking elite fitness.
Oh, are you enjoying that, are you? Oos.
What the fuck are you doing? This is a video of Mickey.
Did you see the blooper?
Yeah. It was less embarrassing than that. Do you know what makes me laugh, though? This is a video of Mickey. Spinning, is that a spinning back
spinning
kick?
Back kick,
that's
yes.
a spinning back kick on a punch bag there.
Look at that form though.
Do you know what cracks me up? Do you know what I like to think you did? Now, I know you probably, let me just, I know you probably went to, you probably went to the gym, probably did another workout and then went, let me just do this with a crack.
Yeah.
But I like to think you were lying in bed and you're watching a movie and you're like, could I develop a decent spinning back kick?
That powerfully, that quickly?
This morning. And you just went out there and and there was
a combination of both things. Cool.
And there's like another guy in the gym and you're like, oh, he's going, mate. And you're like, fucking about with two light dumbbells. Like, I hope this guy finishes soon. And then he goes home. And then you're by yourself.
Right.
And you're like, a deuce.
It was like, I was going, right, I'm going to fucking, I'll stick this up just for Instagram and be like, down, 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 down. And a fucking, so sitting, set it up, right? There was two guys who do fucking actual martial arts, right? And I was sort of watching them train. One of them was doing like fucking, like, I don't know what it's called. You get down on one knee and then do a fucking jumping knee strikes.
Yeah, it's called right. being sad cunt.
Yeah, but he was just fucking, he was just doing a load of fucking, I don't know, martial art.
Yeah.
So I like fucking set my camera up and I was like, right, I'll try and do this real quick just so they don't think I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
Right, because I was like, I was skipping and fucking hitting the bag anyway. So right, I'll just set up real quick. I was scundered like, and I went, just fucking do it really quick so nobody can see you. And then I spun too fast and fucking missed it. And
you should have turned around and went, I just don't want to damage the bag first go.
That's the edited version. I show you the full 15-second video. You're like, what a fucking loser.
Here you are.
Oh.
It's not that you miss. It's the fucking...
You're landing.
You should have done. You should have followed that up with like a headbutt and went,
that's what happens.
It's a decoy.
It's a technique.
We swing for the...
Yeah.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey.
that's when you realize how top heavy you are and you just spit out.
Fucking hell. And the worst, see, even the one where it did land, it, once I watched the video, it was like, I thought it was kicking harder than that.
Oh yeah, I mean, the first one, you hit it, but it's like, it wouldn't knock a cherry off a
car. Oh my god, no way, like, I mean, that bag was 18 stone.
It looks like you were just kicking the fridge door shut. That's the video you do. House martial arts. We'll do a Barry the Blender Mike Litteris video.
Yeah, fuck it.
You want to shut the fridge? Fucking spin and back kick. Smash the milk.
Great form though.
Literally. A girl could be sipping soup off a fucking spoon and that would hit her in the face and she'd still...
Look at the
form.
Great form. That's bang on karate.
You have to keep that guard up in case the bag strikes back.
Nobody's striking back after that, Colin.
Let's read the comments.
I'm too busy laughing.
Someone sent you a picture of... Who's Liam McGuigan? Do you know that?
No idea.
Sent you a picture of a donkey kicking. I always wonder how people can... How they can access GIFs so quickly.
Yeah. Dave Elliott, the master of it.
I think the speed that you can access a GIF as a comeback says a lot about what stage your life's in.
Yeah.
Because I don't even know where to get a GIF. Doe Rogan. Ray McCroy. That's fun.
That's not one bad. Like.
Doe Rogan. Drop him like a toilet seat, Tommy.
There was somebody else. I think there's Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Somewhere down there. You're already Seth Rogan. Get a fucking job. That was me.
Paddy McDonald knows the crack.
No, he doesn't. That's two fucking bags of bollocks talking to each other there. Paddy McDonald said one time, he goes, I was talking about jiu-jitsu or something. He goes, "Aye, mate, we used to do a bit of graveling." And I went, "What, in the driveway, bro? It's grappling." Aye, we used to do this.
If he meant graveling, like, please don't hit me.
I did the
MMA. I had to go back to Dimas.
I did the MMA. Actually, a good turn kick. Not the term. You know what I mean? There's certain things, just give it away.
He said turn Mick.
Oh, good turn Mick. Sorry, I read that wrong. I'd have made a complete bollocks of that. Yeah, Paddy, no shit.
Just give me a couple of months where you can see.
The fucking gout with a...
Whenever you fucking... You're going to know up when you hear like, "It's time!" And then I come out...
For what?
Bra. I've transitioned. I'm going to fight this week, girl.
I would love to just have you invite Paddy down and the two of you do fucking some spinning back kicks on a bike. And wonder what if I used to be able to do it and all that shit.
I can still do it. I can only do it with one leg though. Because even when I go to see fucking Phil, I'm not an ambi turner. Like, I'm seeing Phil tomorrow and he's like, "All right, we'll do some fucking spinny stuff because I know you like it.
I mean, it's funny, like, you do the spin and back kick, spin round, and then someone with the one boxing lesson would just drop you.
Yeah, battered.
Like, you just go, "Oops."
You know what? I'm sick of people making fun of my fucking martial arts. Is your karate strong, is it?
It doesn't matter.
Your karate ain't worth shit. Right?
Don't know.
But Miyagi-Do karate.
It has to be. Here, speaking of efficient martial arts. What do you say this fucking...
There's efficient martial art?
Hold on a second there, see if I can get this. What do you call her? There was basically...
Oh, the fucking guy that tried to attack the...
The UFC girl? UFC
fight, and fuck.
And she beat the bollocks out of him.
Like, that looks like she beat him. Like, she... She won and then was like, "Do you know what?
There's no video of it.
You need to learn."
There's no video. Her name is... what is her name? What is her fucking name? I did screenshot it somewhere. Fuck yeah.
Do you know what he looks like? Did you ever see a video of somebody... I remember seeing a video of... There was this guy doing crystal meth.
Pollyanna Viana. And she's... I was fucked as well.
I saw a video once. There was a guy took crystal meth, tried to fucking shoot himself in the face with a shotgun and survived it. And that's what that bloke looks like.
Yeah, I seen that too. Like, and they got him a new face. Hey, better aim. Would-be thief tried to rob a woman standing on her own in Rio. Turned out she was UFC strawweight Pollyanna Viana, who proceeded to clobber restrain him. She beat the... It looks like she literally had both his arms trapped
and elbowed
him for like 20 minutes in the face. That's not a good photo, bro. Look how hot she is, dude. That's crazy.
That's fucking amazing.
That's crazy. Whenever, like, you know, you start set, like, Dave sent something into the group the other day, and it was like some ring girl or something, and then I was like saying other stuff, and you're like, even that girl Mackenzie Dern, and you're like, she looks like she should be in a rap video, and she's the best jiu-jitsu practitioner in the fucking world. Hot as fuck, bro. That's crazy.
You can tell. I always
gone think are the days of like, she looks like a man. She must be a fighter. You're like, nope. She looks like a porn star.
I think there's something
you're fucking.
But there's something that isn't like. Remember Ali used to always say about like, if you're a fucking fighter and you you haven't got a mark on you, you must be brilliant.
Yeah.
Like,
pretty much. I mean, like, there's a guy
called... Because there's other cunts with fucking cauliflower ears and their noses half hanging off, and then there's like...
Yeah. There's a dude called...
People want to fuck me.
There's a guy called Ben Askren, and he was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he was saying he was old and he's kind of retired, but they brought him in the UFC now, and he's going to fight Robbie Lawler, I think. And someone said about his age or something. Joe Rogan was like, yeah, but you've taken absolutely no damage.
Yeah.
Because he's such a good wrestler that he just holds people down and beats the shit out of them. Like Khabib or whatever. Which, and everyone was like, oh, he's a boring fighter and all. It's like, the reality is, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Good fights are boring to watch.
It's boring, but you can't, what are you going to do about it? Change the fact that you can't get up and he's punching you in the face.
Aye, exactly.
Now, tell me this. How pregnant would you get her? Not a great photo there.
Well, probably not very pregnant at all, Colin, because as you've seen from my...
I mean, she's
at the age.
That's a different story altogether. That's a different... UFC fighter. Huh?
That's insane.
Man. Huh?
That is insane.
Hey, and she had to miss a fight recently because she was in a domestic abuse thing and her husband broke her orbital bone. You piece of shit cunt.
Is her husband a fucking fighter as well?
I think so. But like, this dude here, well, I don't know.
What is this?
But I mean,
this is a genuine question. How do you fight? And this is going to sound terrible, wild sexist. How do you fight with a rack like that?
I know, and I think they're big fake titties as well. Which is like, what if you take one of Mickey's spinning back kicks to the tits?
Or as I call it, second date.
I mean, Jesus Christ! Like, she literally looks like Kim Kardashian on fucking roids. Isn't it crazy? Like, it used to be like just a bunch of munter fighters, and now you're like, any of them could switch to fucking
kill you. Like,
they're like fighters / Instagram models / porn stars.
Aye,
goddamn hot as fuck, bro.
Even the blokes are fucking hot too, though. Let's look at some of the men.
Who's a hot? Who would be considered like? I'm trying to think of the ones that are referred to as hot. Luke Rock. I mean, there's ones that are literally models. Luke Rockhold did stuff for like GQ. What do you call that shit? Like fucking Armani or something. You know what I mean? He's often referred to as sexy. What do you call the guy? Alan. This guy literally is a fucking model. That dude there.
Fucking hell. He does. Yeah. A very sort of fine chiseled jaw look.
Like, no, but seriously, like, fucking, there he is with one of the fucking Hadids.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, that's a Versace. That's a legit Versace campaign, like. Do you know what I mean? Like, full blown model. Full blown, yeah, gets paid money for to be a model. And would knock your bag in.
Right.
I'm about to knock my bag in. I that shit. Speaking of knocking bags in, let's watch this porn.
Now, oh, yes.
I don't know if this dude is, you know, knows what he's at.
This has become a genuine feature of this podcast. Like, people are sending you porn because I'm on it.
If anybody wants a free, and I'm not even joking, if anybody wants a free general Dead On Mafia hoodie, make me, like, don't rip the videos off YouTube and make Colin Mickey watch porn highlight reel. Rip it in like 720 or fucking 1080 if you can.
You just want to see how long it is? Because it's going to be about 15 minutes of me going...
Why won't this load? I just can't be arsed doing it. But if someone could make me that highlight reel and just edit it and send, like, we transfer me the video, congestcomedy@gmail.com, I'll send you merch.
I
can't be arsed doing it.
Do you remember we watched the one where it was we were going, that's definitely Europa. It's definitely Europa.
Yeah.
See, when I got home that night after we did that podcast, all I could think was, tell you what, your man had a great cock.
You had a great cock, didn't
you? You had the kind of willy I would like.
I can't mind.
Oh, it was a good girth tit. Like,
good dick.
And you go, ah.
Lovely cock.
Right, here we go.
Hey, guys. I'm here this afternoon. Just wanting to have some fun with one of my newest boy toys. So.
I wonder, like, is this dude, where the fuck was it?
Hang on, keep it one on. It's only a minute long. We can watch this.
But I'm just thinking, like, are people sending us funny ones still? Or are people just like...
Oh, I'm halfway through. I must show the boys.
You know, are they like, oh, this is some nice porn you would like? And you get to the end of it and you're like, well, this isn't funny at all. The title is called Wife Ass Fucked by Boy Toy in Hotel. Play.
So I invited him over to have a good time with me. Yay. Oh my god.
Oh. Oh.
Wait.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Oh, oh, fuck.
Whole hand in her mouth.
Touching my booty.
Oh, oh fuck. Mm.
Oh, fuck yes. I worship it.
Oh.
I needed that. Bye, guys.
I just feel I left it. That was the worst highlight reel I've ever seen in my life. That was like, let me take... It was in the most silent room of all time. And they're like, let me take all the noise you made and put it together. And we're packed.
The soundtrack to my hangovers.
Oh, yeah. And then she's just like... I don't know who sent me that, but I definitely feel like I want to vomit.
Yeah, don't ever talk to us again.
By the way, let's read up about Baggate. Just switching it up on the news stories here. Jimmy Bryson went off on one.
Oh, fuck.
Unionistvoice.com, one of my favourite websites. Because JD Sports were
I didn't even know they had a website.
And this bag. A tweet about the colour of the new JD Sports bag went viral in highlighting the ridiculousness of raising such an issue. Nationalists unwittingly hobbled the more extreme elements of their own parody of esteem. Grievance narrative.
All words he cannot say.
On Sunday night, I quietly, deliberately tweeted an image of a green, white, and orange... I mean, this is what happens. Right, we'd hear this. Orange plastic, green, white, and orange plastic bag used by JD Sports. It's not simply colours as part of a wider design like a Tesco bag. Rather, it looks identical to an Irish flag with three equally divided dominant colours. Making no comment on this practice, I simply ask, could you imagine if this was red, white, and blue bags?
I dare say they have...
Now, JD, I'm pretty sure I googled it, and they have, you know, like, they obviously, well, that's not it, but they do bags like this. They do loads of different sort of paneled bags. Can you imagine if this was red, white, and blue? Yeah, like the Tesco bag.
Here's the thing. Somebody may have brought that bag with them. Because that happens quite a lot now. People bring their own bag to shops. Maybe that's what happened.
But I mean, do you really think that's how, you know, the Irish government are going to steal back the North?
They're paying 5p for bags. We'll fucking show them.
Hey, fucking, I'll give you my 5p.
You take the spuds, I'll take your fucking plastic bags.
But yeah, it's like fucking Jimmy.
I'm just fucking so done with all of this shit, man.
Wind your neck.
Fucking over it, like. Just, I swear to fuck, every fucking thing that comes up, I'm just like, fuck up. It bugs the fuck out of me. Like,
Northern Ireland needs to really get over itself.
Everywhere it does. It's fucking... Oh, I'm so sick of it.
Alright, let me pick up on something from last week. Real quick.
Sorry, I couldn't even think of a joke there. I was just like, oh, shut the fuck up.
You fucking stupid cunt. Did I screenshot it? I think. Anyone doing the fringe? Alright, Shane. Fuck. Let me see. Oh my god, so many messages coming through. Okay, so I'll not mention his name just in case it gets him and shit. Maybe he won't mind if I do, but I'll not do it. Hey Colin, just catching up on the general. Basically what happened was last week we got complaints about Lavery's Comedy Club. Someone screenshotted it and said no women.
Yeah.
Some diversity that is, because it was all dudes. And then I basically tried to explain that there aren't a lot of girls, and then I've seen a lot of girls drop out from doing stand-up, and I've seen a lot, you know, and I also said, if you're a middle-of-the-road female comedian, you will get work over a middle-of-the-road male comedian, just because you're like a rare breed.
Yeah, totally.
You know, so that's what I said, right? This guy who's a musician said, hey, Colin, just catching up on the Gender Bander podcast in the gym with the whole women and comedy thing. I find the exact same thing in the music scene around Belfast. There are more women doing music than stand-up, still not as many as men. The average that you can charge for a 2-hour solo gig excuse me, is 100 to 120 quid. Very rarely, if you're gigging in a hotel, would you get 150. All the musicians have a Facebook Messenger group chat, and recently 3 or 4 women have been complaining that they haven't been getting 150 per gig for a normal bar gig, and have recently dropped "it's because I'm a woman" thing. These are also the same women who cancel gigs at the last minute and complain when they get residencies cancelled. I had to screenshot this too, but the thing is, the majority of the time, places would rather book a woman than a guy for a music act, which I'm sure they would. It probably looks cooler.
More chilled out.
Talk about shooting yourself in the foot and cheapening the whole Me Too thing. Crying wolf big time. That sounded sexist as hell, but sadly it's the truth. Yeah, that I'm sure is an issue. Like, Maybe the girls there don't realize that, yeah, a place would rather book a female, but if you abuse if you throw that around a lot, people are gonna just not hire you.
That my fucking biggest pet fucking hate is women that will go, "it's because I'm a woman" before anything's happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've told you, I've had like female comedians at gigs.
Make her try to fight a woman. She's like, "you know I'm a woman."
Yeah, I'm gonna beat your fucking... But I've seen, like, I went and done a set and fucking smashed it because I've been a comedian for 10 years. Nothing to do with gender. Mm-hmm. I've just been fucking working away at it for my adult life. And then I've come off stage and there's maybe a woman's going on after, and she's like, "how am I supposed to follow that as a woman?" And everyone's like, "you're not supposed to follow it as a woman.
You're supposed to follow it
as a comedian."
Yeah.
Fucking get up there and do your job. Like,
yeah, let me adjust my set for you. Who do you think you are? Like, that drives me nuts.
I get in common. I get, like, that I can understand why women drop out of it sooner than blokes do, because it is fucking hard. I've seen women walk on stage and audiences go, "ah, fuck a woman," because there is a stigma about it. But the fucking thing, that's the thing that annoys me, is why are there no women on? There's no women here. Yeah.
By the way, why have I not seen a female comedian walk on stage and go, "oh no, it's a girl"?
Yeah.
And like make fun of the fact that,
yeah,
people for some reason, and women have it too.
Yeah. The most...
Women hate each other!
The only people that don't like female comedians are fucking females.
Women hate each other.
I've heard my girlfriend and her mates, "I just don't find women funny." And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like,
yep.
I don't know where it came from.
You just don't see enough women doing comedy. That's a problem. But like, women hate each other. We were at dinner the other night in that fucking hotel, and Maureen, she's like, "I'm probably a bit overdressed for this." We're in like a nice dress and shoes and everything. And it is a very fancy place, so it didn't matter. You get up, walk past the table, 5 idol dolls turn around, stare at her. You know?
Aye.
And then you walk out in the thing, there's 2 women, and the girl literally says something to the other one, and the 2 of them, big ugly fat bitches, turn around and slap. And you're like,
totally.
They hate each other.
Have you ever seen 2 women?
And like, she looked great. She looked amazing, but they're probably
going, we started this
off. They're probably going, "look at that slut."
I know. This is going to come out as just like, I always think, like I've said a million times, I'm a feminist, fucking scissors, I'm with you. But once you start on it, these are things that women genuinely do. You go down a rabbit hole of like, well, they do it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, I mean,
like I remember seeing my girlfriend, and we were in fucking Nando's.
It's not sexist. It's accurate.
Yeah, we were in Nando's. Right? Do you ever be out somewhere and you see somebody you went to school with, you didn't really like him, right? 2 blokes, you'd be like, all right,
yeah,
that'll be it, right? There'll be no fucking. I saw my girlfriend and this other girl stare at each other like 2 cats at the opposite side of a road, like that.
Yeah.
And the ones walking past are like,
yeah.
And I'm like, just sitting there with a wee chicken wrap. Oh, someone's getting battered.
You're like threesome on the cards.
But that's been winding me up for a week as well. Just that, why no women? And the worst thing about it was the girl who tweeted about it isn't a comedian. So, yeah.
But the thing is, like, it's such one way traffic, because, you know, we were at the Comedy Store in LA and Ali Wong got up and did this bit, and she was saying like how she's successful now and that, like, you know, she maybe wants to bang other people other than her husband, and she's saying, but like, she wants to bang someone more successful than her, and she goes, the only people more successful or people who men who do comedy, they've had to do it for like 30 years, so they're all fucking old and ugly and disgusting. And I can't fuck any attractive peers,
yeah,
and all this here. And it's like, that's absolutely true. But if you were being a real bitch, you'd be like, well, how dare you? Because there's like, you know, Joe Rogan, I'm sure you buck him, he's fit as fuck. You know, like,
no.
There's always examples that aren't that. But yeah, generally speaking, she's absolutely right. But you definitely couldn't go, oh, I'd love to fucking bang some female comedians that I work with, but guess what? They're all stinking fucking lesbian ugly bitches. You know? That,
all haggard livered.
Which, if you were to look, you know, like, they're probably a lot more gay girl comedians for some reason, and guess what? A lot of people who end up in comedy are not attractive, full stop, man or woman. So it's like,
you've had to be funny for a reason.
Yeah, you could never turn that on its head and be like, I'd love to buck some of these fucking stinking cunts, but they're disgusting. Aye. You couldn't say that, but she can say it, and everyone laughs her head off because she's a wee tiny Asian woman who probably would get rid. You know what I mean? But it's just that thing. It's like a free dig. You know what I mean? You get to do it with no remorse. What's a
recourse? It's just so. And do you know? See what got me about it as well was. And I started fucking reading through the tweet, like all the tweets of the girl who tweeted about that.
Yeah.
And when so the poster was a joke. You were like, send me in fucking rotten selfies.
Yeah.
And we'll make a poster out of it. And then it was like, this poster smells like fucking Length Africa and 5-year-old Tinder jokes.
Yeah.
And it was the 5-year-old Tinder jokes, but I was going, you haven't even fucking seen us. Nobody in that fucking group does Tinder shit.
Like,
nobody's there like, so I'm swiping left and I'm swiping right. I'm like, you fucking ignorant cunt.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know what you're talking about.
But then all our wee fucking, you know, LGBT mates jumped in, and they're all
see
like,
every fucking like on it. But I'm a borderline social justice warrior, right? But every fucking thing, I was like, when I read the tweet, I go, I know what this photo looks like. Click. Oh, look, he's got fucking.
Yeah, he's wearing
quiffing glasses with no lenses in them.
Yeah.
What's this one? Oh, look, he's wearing a fucking short sleeve shirt and a fucking tattoo sleeve that looks like shit. What's this one? Oh, look, big fat woman.
Oh, like, oh, purple hair. Oh. Yeah, purple haired fat bitch. Oh,
acne.
Oh, doesn't she ever follow me down her belly button? Typical. But yeah, talk about fucking. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like spines. You're going, have you not seen how much you've had the piss taken out of you and you still look like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's what the fucking, the modern sort of hipster lefty looks like. You're like, you're wearing a fucking pita bread for shoes because you don't want to kill the fucking...
Winds me up with that tweet, and like she tweeted that going, I bet you this will wind them up, and it fucking did, and that's the worst bit. As soon as it's brought, I'm like, fucking dick!
She just like, goes fucking back to her granola like nothing ever happened.
I like granola, leaping a lot of it.
All right, but I sent Aaron a message, and Aaron likes to record like a 30-second of him laughing.
Because
I read the thing out to him. I was like, she said we wear fucking bootcut jeans and whatever. I was like, the boys are swagged out. The boys spend all their money in trainers. And I was like, we wear Old Spice. And I went, I wear fucking Dior, bitch.
Right, don't think about him, a fucker.
My cat said he pissed himself. He's like, oh, fuck, sir. I wear Dior, bitch. You wouldn't have any idea how fucking straight up gay we all are.
Oh my God.
Do you know what I mean? What a heck of these shoes are. Oh my God. To die for.
It's so funny.
Oh my God, honey. I am getting a pair of custom Nikes made with my insoles for when I do my jazzercise. You go, girl. Anyone know where to get good stretch jeans so that I can get a good cut from?
If one of us turned up in super dry bootcut jeans, I'd be kicked out of the fucking...
Yeah, you'd be slapped to death.
The fuck out.
You're so gay.
Get off, put that microphone down, put a woman on.
I know it's always like fucking someone giving off about their barber or like fucking my skin's wet at the minute.
She went one time and was like, I got this new like beeswax moisturizer, and we were all
none of your beeswax. fuck my ass. I know, but it's just like, oh Jesus Christ. Here we are. Fuck.
I've sat around the back of that fucking thing in Labrador with a toiletries bag. Like fucking
oh yeah. I mean, I've seen him with foundation on, haven't said
I know, I had a really big spot the other week, it was bad.
My face is a nightmare at the minute.
Nightmare most times, you ugly.
I should stop shaving my ball bag and my face with the same instrument.
I started thinking I'd be mad for it.
Imagine just sitting in somewhere getting a facial. And what sort of products do you use? And do you shave you? What do you use? The one that I shave my taint with. I immediately lift it up and shave my moustache.
Oh, I go face then balls.
I'm like, when you're smart.
I bought a new one where you can rinse it. Like a waterproof one. A waterproof fucking
beer. Oh, yeah, I think mine's waterproof. Yeah. Well, I know it's waterproof because I've dropped it a few times in water and it still works.
See, I get in going hers along the edge of my beard remember when I trim it a wee bit. I might start going to the barber and get him to do it.
My skin's terrible at
that. Oh, just Christmas does it too, the grease.
And I was also in a sauna the other day. Wild breakout.
That'll do it. That's just your skin getting better.
I'll get the good of it after.
Vitamin D.
Let's have some questions, will we? Fuck's sake. Long time podcast listener based in Sydney, Australia.
G'day, mate.
G'day, you can't? And do you know what's good now? We're getting actual Australian listeners.
Oh, that's
you know,
good.
Obviously, like someone had a mate who,
yeah, stuck it on,
and now they listen to it.
Maybe it's just something to do with me being out there, Colin.
Time a kangaroo down.
Send your fucking canary down the mine first of all. Let's see how the crack is. Then you just can't go out and make money.
I don't know. Maybe Darren Matthews. He's still out there.
In fact, he is actually. He texted me yesterday. I forgot to text him back.
Oh. Long time podcast, as our business in Australia. Interested to hear whether you have had managers. Is it the norm in the industry? Would be good to hear you. Oh, he's obviously from here. Talk about the positive and negatives of having one. I'd imagine the likes of Tommy Tiernan, etc., have one. Keep up the good work. I don't have one though.
Yeah, I have one. It's an odd thing. I think it's one of those things where like. I know for a lot of people they'll have, it's almost like that, you know, like Love Actually, like Bill Nighy and Rabs Inez, but it's like a 30 year fucking friendship thing. I think that's the way it tends to go for a lot of people is that, well, in comedy it's weird because there's like two or three fucking massive agencies.
Mm-hmm.
So you have like Off the Curb, Avalon,
yeah.
What's the other one? Hannah Chambers, that is sort of big agency. There's a few of them anyway.
I literally haven't heard of them.
But you'll get like an agent in that fucking agency.
Mm-hmm.
That works with you, but they're not always there for a long period. It's like, do you know what I mean? It's like having a fucking supervisor as opposed to a manager.
You're almost better probably with a good independent one.
Yeah, well, that's like my agent is so good it's detrimental.
Yeah, like sometimes. she'll turn work down when you're like out of taking the work, but you're not getting the money you should be getting. Yeah, for that type thing.
She's like, fuck that, you're not doing it.
There is part of that, but like only if you're. And this sounds like I'm slagging you, but I'm not. If you're super, super big.
Oh, totally, yeah.
If you're really big, the power of no is a legit thing.
Yeah.
And but if, like if you're just a regular person trying to fucking earn a living, do you everything? Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Totally. Because I think that especially if you, like traditionally speaking in comedy, you go fucking get into the club circuit TV, fucking theatres, arenas. Do you know,
standard
bottom to top kind of thing. And now because of podcasting and... because of people doing their own shit, you can completely bypass TV. So the idea of like big agencies will make somebody famous for TV and then they get more clout.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that, you're not on their radar at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like until I did the Blame Game, I hadn't had a BBC talk to me for fucking ages. Did the Blame Game and then it was like three or four BBC Scotland things start coming in.
Because
you're back in there kind of like, oh, we didn't realise he was still part of our little group.
Yeah.
It's a weird fucking industry. And it's way smaller than you think.
Yeah, and it just depends how you do it. Like, I mean, I'm completely out of that world now.
Yeah.
You know, but it's because I've done all the other stuff on the side. So it just depends what the fuck. I also don't like the sort of show busyness of...
Yeah, that's...
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's one thing, I'll never get into that.
Like, if someone said to me, like, and it's funny, like, I always talk about this, but like how things look versus what they actually are. So it's like, you know, people are very impressed by like, oh, you're on Cool FM or you're on, seen you on something, seen you on that. And you're like, the reality is if someone said, do you want to drive to fucking Newton Arts to go on Cool FM at 7 in the morning? I'd be like, suck my fucking full set of genitalia.
I'm doing it on Thursday.
Exactly. But do you know what I mean? Like for me, it wouldn't do anything probably. Aye. But I don't know. It's like fucking. It's just the way it is now. You can buy. I mean, there are a lot of people who. I mean, you can. Thank fuck that I actually. And I don't think I even had to. Made myself do comedy for fucking.
Yeah.
Near 10 years. Like, this is my 10th year.
Yeah.
In October. So what's your. What are you like? I'm
11 in April.
Yeah. So, like, I probably didn't really. I could have probably just kept making videos and showed up and played a video and went, hey, what's cracking? Kicked a punch bag.
No.
People probably would have paid for it for 1 year.
Aye.
But like I feel okay now because I'm like I can still do all that shit online and then legit have something to go see, hopefully. Yeah.
But do you know what? Who the fuck was I talking to about this recently? And there was somebody who was going like, he should have cashed in on that Barry the Blender stuff. He should have cashed in. And
Wrong.
I remember talking to you about it at the time going, you should be fucking, you should take the money for this shit while it's here. And you went, well, no, because it'll run out. Like, you do you know what I mean? A lot of people get caught up in that shit really quickly and it does peter out.
Nowadays.
You were thinking ahead.
Nowadays, I think nowadays, you see it a lot where people fucking, like, I've seen it with a few things online where someone sort of gets a bit of recognition and it can literally be like a viral video or something. Yeah. And then the next minute there's merch and they're doing tours and all this shit. And you're like, all you did was like,
Kathleen, that doesn't make sense, Kathleen.
Yeah.
That.
And I mean, he fucking does tours all over the place. Yeah. I don't know what his live show's like.
Yeah, right.
But there's things, there's things like that where people see shit happen and they go, oh, here's what you do. You be funny online and you get your video shared around and then you follow it straight up with I'm playing here and here's my fucking merch and all that shit. Now that's exactly what I do. But it's
got good at it first.
But it's like a fucking direct career path now.
Yeah.
You know, you see people like, I remember getting a message from these, I literally can't even remember. I think it was these two women who did like online stuff and you went on, they were like, they've done a video having a bit of crack and the video's got like a few thousand hits. Maybe like 20,000 hits or something like that. But they were like, well, we're in the industry now. We make videos. Can we have a gig and do a live spot? And you're like, people just think it looks so easy now, whatever it is, and just think that they can just throw themselves right in the mix.
Aye.
I do stand-up now. Can I headline Lavery's? No, that's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Oh, I've you know, just this thing. You know, like, oh, we started a podcast. Do you want to come on our podcast? No.
Aye.
No.
I know what you mean,
that's not how it works. Like, I don't know you at all. And you're like, oh, well, this is what we do. We'll get you on and, you know, you share it and our podcast is as big as yours and then...
Yeah.
Same.
And then, yeah.
We're the same.
And then I'm in your house and you move into a bigger house.
That's not how it fucking works. I don't know. It's just... people just think like it's so fucking... Have you watched that thing on Netflix about online sort of meme celebrity type folks?
No.
Saddest thing I've ever seen.
Really?
Because you'll get like the girl Brittany fucking... I'll show you her weird head site. What's her name? Brittany. Probably spelled her name wrong there. You know, like they start making vines when they're like 20 and they do really well and they get super famous and they get loads and millions of hits and all this money. And then they just can't. By the way, she's going out with Tommy Lee from fucking Thing and it's the weirdest shit of all time.
Jesus.
He
does not look well.
No, and he's all kissing her in the mouth and all, and you're just feeling
hepatitis.
Oh, absolutely. Big fat cock on him. couple of squinties. Yeah, she's just like, you know, she was making this video, and she's like, I'm fucking 30 years old, and I'm like, you know,
washed up.
Covering my face and fucking shit here so that I can make a video in my house by myself.
Yeah.
You know, it gets to that point. And I think that's why I sort of want to do stand-up. Because you want to be like, you want to prove like, oh, I think I am actually funny. I don't want to just be like making shitty videos. And then eventually it peters out. And then I'm just like, hopefully I can just be like, I don't need to do any of those shitty character videos. The Blender ones I'll do the odd time because I want to say something horrific and I can act like it's not me saying it.
Yeah.
I mean... Just looking at her tits here. You can do it the easy way or you can do it the right way.
Yeah, it's not an easy... like.
And even still now, I'm like, what happens when I'm 40? Like, am I still going to be trying to do stand-up? I'm like, literally the podcast seems like the most sustainable thing for me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, if everything fell apart, could I still do a podcast?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
Totally. There's definitely fucking like... I look at... even comedians you see on the circuit that didn't run it at a different time when it was like you could be making fucking 50 grand a year just doing clubs and just having 20 minutes and then the whole fucking thing changed around them and now they're all bitter and angry and I'm always like I don't want to be that cunt.
Yeah, no.
Like,
no, I definitely don't want to be old. Like, I seen I think I know his name but I forget it kind of, but I don't even want to say it. There was a guy that was doing a club in Belfast and I was doing another gig in a different bar,
mm-hmm.
and the guy, everyone who was doing this gig, I'm not even going to mention names.
Do that.
came over.
Uh-huh.
Came over from another club.
Uh-huh.
And they all came over. And I went, is that the guy that was on the poster? Because the photo was fucking 15 years old. If that. And I was like, is that the guy? And you're just like, you know, my biggest fear is being like an older fucking creepy dude who's definitely lost it, who thinks he's still in the game.
It's a weird, but then when the fuck,
whatever the game is,
yeah, because you know I remember, like,
unless you're like a fucking, you know, you can get to someone like Joe Rogan, Bill Burr, where they're so good that their age doesn't even come into it.
Yeah,
you would never go, Joe Rogan's 51 or whatever.
Aye,
you just go, it's Joe Rogan. That's what you want to be. You want to be like, you are like, oh, that's Billy Connolly. It doesn't matter that he's fucking 70, aye, fucking 80, whatever.
But then I think about it sometimes. I go, when the fuck do you know it's over? Because you're the last person to know it's over, I would say, in this, like in comedy. You know what I mean? You'd be the last person to know. Because I have sometimes to go, am I?
But you know what it is?
Should I be quitting?
You have to, I think you just have to keep changing what you do all the time.
Yeah.
Not material. I just mean like you literally have to fucking evolve with everything.
Yeah, totally.
You can't be, I remember Colin Murphy, who's class, but like he came back on Facebook and he was like, nah, I've got tour coming up. Sure, here's this fucking Facebook bollocks again. And you're like, you sound like an old grumpy dad.
Aye.
Which is maybe what you are, but it's like, don't. It seems dated, or it seems like like the old man trying to be like, well, I've fucking money to make here, so I guess I'll fucking come back into this bullshit.
But I think again, I think he may be one of the examples of some. Well, no, not an example of somebody who's, he's not lazy at all, because he was fucking shitting hours out, and in 10 years I've seen him do, I've seen him repeat material twice maybe.
Uh-huh.
Like seen him, do you know what I mean? And the rest of it's all just fucking, he's constantly just shifting material, but. There was definitely a point where he had a very, very comfortable living without having to use social media. And he's from the school of people where it was like, don't put stuff on YouTube because now you're giving away material for nothing.
That's bollocks. Heard you say that to me before.
Well, that was the way, when I started doing stand-up and like in clubs, that was the kind of thing that people did, was like, don't fucking let them record it. Don't put it up until you're finished using it.
Well, obviously that bit, yeah, but like, yeah, that's obvious.
Yeah, but I mean,
other content, you know, like,
oh yeah, no, I'm talking about just stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but even now, I think I've started to put wee bits of stuff up that I'm still using because it makes you write something else. Get rid of it. Just fucking.
The difference is, like, if someone comes and see, I mean, you know, I think me and you're similar, where it's like within a fucking 3 month period, your set will be 70% the same. But there will always be bits changing.
Yeah.
And by the time that's 6 months, that 30% becomes 60. And then it's like a new thing.
Yeah,
totally. Almost. So that's, I feel like that's how, I don't think me or you really just have a defined set and then scrap it all together and then decide to do a new one.
Yeah.
You kind of like, you start writing a new thing and then it's almost like one bit goes down and it fills definitely up with the other bit. So that's kind of the way it works. But when people come see you live, you underestimate how much people are going to retain that. If you have a special on Netflix, absolutely don't do that.
Oh yeah, again. Fucking totally.
But if you're going to see someone to do, like, there's people who came to see me there, they were like, oh, someone bought me a ticket and there was like, I seen you at whatever gig a couple of months ago, and it was like, I didn't know if there was any point because of new material, but I went and had a fucking great time.
Yeah,
because you don't remember that much stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If you're at a really good gig, you'll sit there and you'll fucking laugh your head off. And then if someone said, what stuff did he do? You'd be like, I don't know, there's something about his dick. And so, you know, you'll not remember every fucking word.
That's so the best. When people come out going, I don't remember what he said.
Yeah, I've done
that's
that.
That's better.
I went to see Bill Burr and couldn't fucking tell you a word.
Twice, having a notion.
Yeah. I remember he did it. The only line I remember was the, you know, he's talking about the hashtag Me Too thing. He goes, no means no. And he's like, no, it doesn't. Sometimes it's like, no. Yeah. And I was like, fuck, that's such a good joke. But yeah, I don't know what the fuck we're even talking about. People need to wise up. So.
He's talking about us getting old and dying.
But yeah, I always think like that. What is it? Act like you want it, not like you have it. Take that with you. Read that on the internet. What happened to Daniel Watson?
I love the internet.
Not going to answer that again. Doing a first time MC gig, any advice for a young man? Jack McGee, you know who that is?
Oh, aye.
Do you?
Yeah.
Death. First time MC gig.
I think a lot of, it's like,
just don't.
What's your name, what do you do? And then in your head, like, doesn't matter because I made this joke up 3 months ago, four months ago.
Yeah.
Like,
I would say, and I don't know anything about MCing, but I struggle with it also. Don't panic.
Yeah.
Just stick. If you're chatting to someone, just hang in there.
Yeah, totally. Something will come out of it.
Yeah. Don't be like, pouncing on the first, or think you have to pounce on the first thing they say, unless it is funny. Just curious to know how often you have to totally change your material. Would those old material, do you use old material in places where you haven't been before, or would you always keep it fresh with new stuff? Listening from San Francisco. We just sort of talked about that. It's like, sometimes you'll pull, like if you write, sometimes you'll write like new bits and there's like two new bits and then an old bit from fucking 4 years ago goes quite well with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, totally.
And it's like, you're always just wanting to be as funny as you can be. So if something fits, then put it in.
Yeah. I tend to find I'll write.
Yeah, you're not Dave Chappelle. No one's like fucking millions of eyes on you. Like,
I'll write, like, I've got sort of three or four big, like, set piece closers. So if I'm doing like a club set or something somewhere else, I'll go, right, I'm doing this closer and it takes 7 minutes.
Yeah.
So 13 minutes of fucking preamble.
Yeah, just whatever gets you.
Like, what's the, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that all the questions that us?
No, there's loads.
Oh, there's loads. Oh, class.
How long have I recorded for? An hour and 15.
Just a big one, this work.
What's the worst store? Or no. Have you ever thought about having having random fans on the podcast or Patreons? No.
That'd be weird as fuck.
Remember I said to you, someone was like, oh, as a prize, you should give away a night out with like you and Mickey and Begley. And I was like, how fucking odd would that be?
It'd be so fucking weird. It's an odd fucking thing. You forget that, like, you're going to get it fucking way more than I do. But when people go, oh my God, are you fucking, and they're losing their shit. You forget that.
Well, that stuff's great. But it's the weirder stuff where I read out last week. There was a guy wrote in. He's like, oh, you know, fucking having a really shit time at the minute. And your podcast, you know, is like real relief for me and all this here shit. And you're like, what? Me and Mickey talking about dicks? And then the fucking...
Get the head up, sir.
One of the head doorman at fucking Limelight there was like, oh, yeah, I heard that. And he's like, I relate that. And I'm having a shit time with the fucking ex and all at the minute. And yeah, just like, it's a great thing to just fucking put it on and maybe go to gym or run or whatever and just not think about anything for an hour. And you're like, it's weird when people are like, they actually rely on something, you know? That to you seems like really fucking silly. Because you also forget that, like, if you can make people laugh, it's a crazy fucking, like, service.
Yeah, it's a gift. It's an odd, yeah.
And you get wrapped up. Cause if you think about everyone you hang about with, me and Maureen said that before, we're at something and we're like, could you even be fucked being here? And we're like, no. And like, because you're spoiled for everything.
Aye.
Everyone we fucking, name anyone we hang about with is funny as fuck.
Exactly, yeah. I actually remember playing Cards Against Humanity with like normal friends and just being like,
oh yeah, but bollocks, like,
what the fuck?
And then you play with any of us, our ones, and you're like, who wrote this fucking kindergarten bullshit here? I couldn't think, nursery school, that's what I meant to say. What's up, sidewalk? Honestly, like, people like fucking the Begleys and the, like, just there's loads of people that are funny as fuck. Aye, like, that are just
definitely,
that are just knocking about, you know,
fucking totally.
But it's weird when
I think we talked about it before, like, we don't live in the real world as well.
No,
do you know what I mean? That's one of the, I remember, like, I was with that guy fucking trying to wash those automatic doors in Derry. Like the window cleaner, and every time we moved forward, the door moved, and I was having a fucking nightmare.
I forgot to tell you this. I was in an Apple Greens on the way up from talking yesterday, and there's a wee tot, he's about four or something, and they've got a stand with like, they've got a stand with like fridge magnets with names on it.
Yeah.
And this wee boy, it walks up and he goes, "Mommy." He goes, "That's my name. That says my name." And the mag goes, she goes, "No, Jack, that says Adam." I was like, oh, you fucking shot that. Completely. Oh, that's my name. No, Jack, that says Adam.
You're 15.
Drive me home.
Oh, fuck.
Unbelievable.
Curse the night.
You do some stupid shit. I faked there was like the table we were sitting at the other day. There was like a, it was like a wee shot glass with a candle in it. Uh-huh. And I was like messing about with Maureen. I was like, finished with dinner. And I was like, oh, some meal. And I picked the thing up and I pretended to drink it and I had it right up my mouth. And as I did it, the girl was right beside us and she was like, was everything okay? And I'm like, yeah, it was lovely. It's about to drink a shot for the fire. Fuck's sake.
I was doing a thing where, when you go to pay for a meal, but there's a place where you go in Derry, has like a wee bowl of mints.
Mints?
Bolognese.
Oh, really?
No. Like a breath mints. And I used to play this game where I would just see how many I could steal when the girl was like, my ex is stand, and I would have got away with it. And the girl turned around to get like a new receipt roll, and I just left it a fucking half. My ex went, Mickey! And the girl spun around, and I'm like, just fucking
dropping sweets everywhere. Like a bit in extras when he's doing this thing for like, yeah, yeah. Unbelievable. Do you know what's one of the funniest fucking bits? Do you ever watch Extras?
Oh, I love it.
Extras.
The blooper with Keith Chegwin.
I see the bit with the fizzy water. Yeah. So he's like, hey, what you at tonight? He's like,
Hi, do you know what time we finished tonight?
I don't know, about 10-ish, I think.
10, hey? I want. I don't know what time we finished. Cheers. I was unlucky. She answered me and everything. 10 o'clock. She said, "You know."
Ah, that's fucking brilliant.
So fucking funny. Oh fuck, is that us? What was the other question? Oh, I. Let's after this chat about when we're gonna go down to Larne and lift heavy weights with our.
Well, fuck, yeah.
Our new bear friend.
Yeah.
Watching more of you. Of your guys' stuff on YouTube recently. I definitely think a podcast with a bit of gay insight would be a laugh. All your banter, I think, is fucking good for gay folk. Needs to be taken lightly sometimes. Shit's far too serious.
You hear that? You fucking poofs.
I love how, like, you know, you're assuming we need gay insight.
I have gay inside me.
Yeah. I know. I mean, it would be. I think we should do a podcast with him, and then you do the eating challenge, and I'll try and lift some Atlas balls.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that when he asked us to do it. I was going, "Yeah, that sounds like a laugh." But then I went, "I'm physically not big enough to
get round a fucking Atlas ball."
Things, yeah,
Atlas stone. I mean, it'd be a good crack. Like,
I actually was going to say we should put a fucking whole list of shit together. Look what we're trying to do for that idea we had that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you about it off air.
Oh, right. Have any tunes you want to play out on? What's your favourite tune this week?
What am I listening to at the minute? What am I enjoying? Let me see.
What 80s karate movie have you been listening to?
Do you know what I've been fucking liking quite a bit, actually, in the game is Imagine Dragons, fucking Natural. You know that one?
No. This one?
Yeah.
I've probably heard it, but I'm not sure.
It's got a great wee uplifting fucking. Start slow.
It's only got 149 million hits.
Is that all?
Sorry, I'm feeling a lot of sniffing this week, guys.
Will you hold the line? Whenever. Just fast forward to the fucking word kicks off. My baby was skipping rope. No?
I don't like it.
Ah, well. I'm leaving then. Fuck you, bye.
Shout out to Mickey for spoiling the vibe.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to edit that out now. Because I'll have
you. You like editing? Sure, you love editing. You fucking geek.
If anyone wants to make a highlight reel of Colin and Mickey watch porn,
yes.
Absolutely rip all the videos and make that and send it to me as one file, and I'll send you merch.
Right. See you tomorrow night at the Black Box.
If I have any merch. Oh yeah, tomorrow night Mickey's doing the Black Box.
Black Box.
I'll be there.
Oh.
So, see you later.
Cheerio.